This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 11, 2026. The city of Beverly will limit assistance to ICE, and Rockport Select Board members are up for re-election. Mix of clouds and sun near 40, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 6:52 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, Beverly police will not assist federal immigration officials in arrests made solely on the grounds of immigration status, and the city will not allow these agents to use public property as staging areas, according to city officials in two proclamations this week. One proclamation was made by Mayor Mike Cahill, while another was signed by Cahill, City Councilor President Julie Flowers, and School Committee President Lorinda Visnick. Both were released on the city's official Facebook page Monday afternoon. Beverly residents must feel safe in their city and live without fear in their home, according to the proclamations. Public safety is strengthened when residents trust city government and are not deterred from reporting crimes, cooperating with investigations, sending their children to school, assessing necessary health care, seeking essential services, and conducting business with the city without fear, according to both proclamations. Families are not asked to share their immigration status when registering their children in Beverly Public Schools. Under the U.S. Constitution, every child has the right to attend public school regardless of their status. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times, the campaign season for Rockport's annual town election on May 19 has begun. Two select board members have already signaled they'll each be seeking re-election to another three-year term. Town Clerk Melanie Waddell said nomination papers for residents planning to make a run for office are now available. Seats will be open on the select board, school committee, and planning board. Ross Brackett and Paul Murphy have already taken out nomination papers and are collecting the required number of signatures of registered Rockport voters to qualify for the ballot. Candidates must obtain a minimum of 43 signatures. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, the Cove Hotel in Salem, in a statement on Tuesday, said all of its guests were safely evacuated during a four-alarm fire at the property on Monday, and no one was injured in the incident. The hotel said guests will continue to be welcome to the hotel's first building, which was not damaged by the fire. Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News, the Newburyport City Council on Monday approved Anderson & Krieger LLP as city solicitor during a special meeting held an hour before the council's regularly scheduled meeting. The Boston-based firm succeeds Murphy, Hess, and Toomey & Lehane LLP, whose tenure had been a source of much contention between Mayor Sean Reardon and the previous city council. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Northeastern Conference has announced its postseason wrestling awards. Gloucester's Max Thomas was named the league's Wrestler of the Year. Thomas won over 40 matches this year. Wayne Mota of the Peabody Sagas Co-op team was tabbed as the Coach of the Year, and the Marblehead Swampscott Co-op team won the Sportsmanship Award. The Cape Ann League Boys Basketball Game of the Year is set for tomorrow night, Newburyport at Georgetown. Newburyport is 15-0 and Kinney Division champs. Georgetown, winners of 9 straight, are at 13-4 and winners of the Baker Division. Tip-off tomorrow is set for 6:30 at Georgetown. Tonight on the local sports schedule, a game of note in boys hockey, Winthrop plays at Gloucester with a puck drop at 6 p.m. The Salem News is tracking North Shore boys hockey stats and reports the area's top two goal scorers are Logan Bowen of Beverly and Cooper Dunham of Danvers. Celtics host the Bulls at the Garden tonight. Bruins remain off for the Olympics. And on behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.